John's Gospel, chapter 1, I'm not going to read all 18 verses, I'm just going to read here and there. You will be familiar with this scripture, John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, and to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons, and I add, and daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Amen. We'll talk about the awesome power of believing. The awesome power of believing. I am convinced that this can be the best year of our lives, even in this economy, even in this unemployment, and even in losing homes, and even in difficulties in the financial market, and when we've lost money in our 401k, and I'm still convinced that this can be the best year of our lives. If we would just live just by this principle, what you believe is more important than what you have or who you are. What you believe is more important than what you have and who you are. If we can accept that, this can be a good year for us. If you think that your best year is behind you, you're in trouble. If you think that you're never going to come out of this, you're in trouble. We need the most important matter in life, in my life, in your life, is not what's happening to you, it's what's happening in you. Look at somebody and say, he's working it out. I just believe that he's working it out. He's not worked it out yet, but I am in progress. He's working it out. And I believe that there are better days ahead. I have to believe it. Look at somebody and say, if I don't believe that, I don't know what I do. So what we believe, I read this text over and over again, and I began to think about if we could just get into our children, Sister Parker, that's why Sunday school is so important. We got to get the Word into them, because they're going to face some stuff in this world, and they need to know that Jesus is a rock in a weary land. They even though when it doesn't make any sense, when things are falling apart, they need to know that God's got this, that God will make a way somehow, that God really is sitting high and God really is looking low. We've got to believe that God will make a way. You know, as I was reading this over and over, this text over and over again, it just said to me that somehow we've got to find a way to get the Word into our kids. And if it takes rap to do it, rap on. We've got to find a way, because they're listening to all this other rap. They're listening to all this other music. They're listening to all this other negativity, and somehow we've got to find a way. Because what I've discovered is the word, what you hear and what you receive and what you take in determines who you are and what you believe. And if you take in all this negative stuff, and if you watch all of this violence on TV, and if you watch all of this sex on TV, and if you watch all of this negativity on TV, and if all you see is people with their pants hanging down, and if all you see is cursing and cursing, and that's acceptable to you, you will think that that's the way you're supposed to act. We've got to find a way for our kids to receive the word, because what they believe is important to who they are. And so it's awesome, the awesome power of believing. I was reading this story about this guy who worked for this train company, and we've heard this story before. This man worked for the train company, and he was working in a refrigerated car. And all of his friends left him, and they forgot that he was there, and they closed the door on the refrigerated car, and he's knocking on the door all night long trying to get out of the refrigerated car. Nobody heard him, and he's got blood on his knuckles, and he finally sat down thinking, I'm going to die. And so he found a little knife there, and he started carving into the floor of the train, saying, I'm just cold, I'm freezing, and I'm dying of, coldness. And then he died overnight. But the next day when they came and they found him dead, the car was not working. It was not cold. It never got below 55 degrees in there. But he thought in his mind it was cold. What I'm trying to say, if you think that you are defeated, you are defeated. What we believe is important. You've got to think positive. I don't care what's going on. You've got to think that I'm coming out of this. You've got to think that I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it through this difficulty. What I'm trying to say is, what you believe about yourself is more important than what you have. Lord knows many of us, all of us, most of us in here, we grew up in difficult times. Most of our parents in here, they didn't have a whole lot. Some of us grew up in South Carolina and Sharecropper's Farm and Mississippi and Georgia and all that kind of stuff. But we had little school teachers in segregated schools of South Carolina that said, boy, you can make it. You can be something. We had a grandmother or a mother or somebody that believed in us, even though society said you would never amount to anything, even though the racist society tried to rob us of our potential. We had some preacher somewhere, some Sunday school teacher somewhere, some classroom teacher somewhere, and some white teacher somewhere, because not all of them were bad people either. And they believed in us, and they encouraged us that we could be something. Thanks be to God. And we got it on the inside. And sometimes, even in our own homes, we might have had a father who wasn't there, or sometimes we had a mother who was on drugs or something like that, but still we had somebody that believed in us, and somehow it got in our spirit. And in spite of the difficulty, we believed that we could make something out of ourselves. We've got to find a way to get the word into our kids. And before we can get the word into our kids, let me give you a clue. We got to get the word in ourselves. I just thought I'd tell us, we've got to get the word in ourselves, and we've got to believe. You're not the only one who's had to raise kids alone. You're not the only one who's been divorced. You're not the only one who's lost your job. You're not the only one whose kids are driving you crazy. You're not the only one who's been up the rough side of the mountains. But you and I have got to believe that God will make a way somehow. We've got to get some word into us. We've got to get... John, if you don't read any other text in the Bible, you ought to read, when you're going through difficulty, you ought to read the first chapter of John. You ought to read those first 18 verses. He gave us power to become His sons and His daughters. And we become His sons and His daughters based upon receiving Him and receiving His word. We got to believe that this is God's world. Even though we've got war in Afghanistan, and even though we've got war in Iraq, and even though it looks like we may have war in Korea, God still is able to bring about peace. He's still able to bring our sons and our daughters home. We've got to believe it. Christmas is not just about toys and Christmas trees and lights. Christmas is about peace. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards all people. And not just peace in Afghanistan, but what about peace in our homes? What about peace in our hearts? God wants us to have peace. And no matter how difficult it is, you and I have got to believe that it's possible. So what we believe about ourselves is important. But then secondly, what we believe about others is also important. Now I have to tell you about this one. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe positive thoughts about some of those conservatives down there in Washington, both Democrats and Republicans. It's hard for me to think positive thoughts about folk at Christmas time who won't vote for unemployment for millions of Americans in this lousy economy, who can't find a job and want a job. It's hard for me to love some of those guys and gals. You got to pray for me because I'm working on it. But I'm praying for them, but I ain't praying necessarily positive prayers towards those jokers. They don't understand what it's like to be unemployed. They don't understand what it's like to have children and know, and what it's like to lose your home. They don't understand what it is to go out there day after day and look for a job and can't find the job. And then they sit up in Congress and vote no for their selfish interest. I'm praying, but I'm praying that the Lord will jack them up. And I'm letting the Lord interpret whatever that means. And however He works it out, that's fine with me. Wow. Ever how far He's got to go to get their attention? All right. And if He needs a little help, I know some boys. I'm not preaching violence up here, y'all. What I'm trying to tell you is, even though sometimes it's hard to believe in others, we cannot afford to let the actions of a few negatives shape your whole opinion of all white people in the world. And it's hard. You got to be careful because, you know, we paint everybody with the same brush. But look at somebody and say, everybody's not in the same. You can't paint everybody in the same brush. All of us are not all that either. And we've got to have a positive, we've got to believe in other people that they will do the right thing. They might need a little help every now and then, but that's why my mother used to spank my behind. I needed a little help to believe right. I know I'm not the only one.
Amen.
It's important what you believe about others. And that's another thing we need to get our kids to understand. Not all white people are evil. And not all black people are great.
That's right.
What you believe is important. Not all old folk are irrelevant. And not all young folk know everything. What you believe is important. And we've got to help our kids to believe the right thing. And you got to call them on it. You got to call them on it. You're acting a fool right now. You're talking ridiculous right now. Thinking, well, I can make it in jail. Yeah, I'm going out and shoot somebody. I can make it. Yeah, you can make it, but if you don't have to, why go there? You You can be pastor of Mount Olive. You can be president. You can be president of the United States for God's sake. You can be principal at the Hackensack High School. You can do wonderful things. You can be businessman. You can start a business if you believe. I can't imagine. I remember myself a few years ago when Barack Obama said he was running for president. I have to tell you, I didn't believe that he's going to make it. But thanks be to God, he didn't listen to a few negative folk like me and you. You know, I'm not the only one, y'all. You know I know you. I'm one of you. Many of us did not believe that he would ever be president, but Barack Obama listened to another voice, thinking that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks be to God for those who hear the voice of God and believe in themselves and believe in other people. One thing to believe in yourselves, another thing to believe in other people, but ultimately, we need to believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he's the light of the world. Jesus Christ, he's the one who brings light out of darkness. Jesus Christ, he is our peace. Jesus Christ is the one, regardless of what's going on in your relationship, that can give you peace of mind. And Jesus Christ, even when things are bad, how many of you know, even when things are bad, you can still have peace? Got no job, you can still have peace. Got no man or woman, you can still have peace. Can't see your way, you can still have peace. Got no money, got no job, got no food for the goldfish, you can still have peace. But when you believe in Christ, when you know that Christ can change your situation, we've got to somehow, you know, I'm on Facebook. I told you that before. And I look at Facebook. Most of the time I don't respond to stuff. But I look at what the kids are saying. And, you know, sometimes they put their videos on there and I listen to that. I want to hear what they're thinking and what they're saying. And they are in another world. And these youngsters, they grew up in church. And they still love God, I believe. I believe God is in them. But they listen more to the world than they listen to us. They ain't listen to us as parents. Not necessarily. They used to, but now they're listening to YouTube and whoever tube. And they're listening to their colleagues and their friends. And they're talking and their friend, what they're talking, their friends think it's okay. They can call their mothers and their sisters the B's, the B word, the nigger word. Ain't nothing to them. Absolutely, it's conversation. But Jesus says, if you are to be my sons, if you are to be my daughters, you will receive me. I just don't think, I think Jesus would have a problem with us calling ourselves his son and calling us his sons and daughters with us cursing like it's normal. MF this. It's one thing for people to say MS this and be this and hold this and whatever else. And they're not claiming to be Christian. They ain't claiming to know Christ. But here we are claiming to be a son. Claiming to be a daughter. And can out curse a sailor.
Wow.
And I don't think whether you curse or you don't curse necessarily gonna make you go to heaven one way or another. I mean, I think there's some non-cursing folk who are going to hell too.
Amen.
And there might be a few cursing folk who are going to heaven. I don't know. I mean, every now and then all of us let one slip. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Every now and then we all let one slip. But is it your conversation? And what I'm arguing is not so much the cursing. What I'm arguing is that it gets into you and it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a negative lifestyle. That's what I'm arguing. What I'm arguing is that you are receiving more from the world than you are receiving from Christ. What I'm arguing is that the Bible says that we have to crucify ourselves. What I'm arguing is we have to die to ourselves if we're going to be his sons and if we're going to be his daughters. We have to receive from him. I wonder who we're receiving from. If we're not receiving from him, we are receiving from someone else. Amen.